This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Donald Trump's campaign is in crisis following the release of that 2005 audio tape in which he brags about sexually assaulting women. Many of his fellow Republicans have pulled their endorsements or, at the very least, stopped campaigning with Trump. House Speaker Paul Ryan and other GOP leaders are now scrambling to limit the fallout on the so-called down ballot races. Those are the other contested offices that appear on the ballot this November. For more on the turmoil, we turn now to Nathan Gonzalez. He's with the Rothenberg and Gonzalez Political Report. That's a nonpartisan newsletter that analyzes congressional races across the country. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us what's at stake for Republican House and Senate candidates this November.
One of the things that's remarkable about this election cycle was that up to Friday, when the Access Hollywood tape was released, Republican incumbents had been surprisingly resilient. In spite of having Donald Trump at the top of the ticket and his historic unfavorable ratings, Republicans were in good shape, or at least in a better position than I thought, to hold the Senate, and were all but certain to hold the House. Then the tape happens, then there's the second debate. Now we're in a waiting period to see if there is a new normal. And I think every smart Republican member of Congress is polling their district and polling their constituencies to see ultimately what the fallout is. But it's also thrown this other dynamic into it, is that Donald Trump at times over the last couple of days has focused his fire and energy on Republicans who he felt like have deserted him. So now you have members of Congress that are really feeling cross pressure. They're feeling pressure from Trump supporters in their district, and they're feeling pressure from people in their district who don't like Donald Trump. And when the political reality is that they need a coalition of those voters to get reelected.
And Democrats have been talking about gaining control of the Senate pretty much from the beginning of this election cycle. But now you say that the House is in play as well?
The House hasn't been in play. I still think until there's plenty of evidence that shows me otherwise over the next few days and into next week, I still hesitate that the House is in play. But there's enough volatility right now that we at least have to be open-minded that the bottom could fall out of this election for Republicans. And it's not just because people are now offended by Donald Trump. It's this weird dynamic where Republican turnout could be lower. People that are Trump supporters, but they don't like how establishment Republicans have acted toward him. They feel like they're deserting the nominee.
Let's talk about the races closer to home. Is the crisis in the Trump campaign playing out in competitive races in New York and New Jersey districts? And if so, how? Which races in the Empire and Garden States would you flag, if any, as most negatively impacted by Trump?
Well, that's a great question. I think a race to watch is Congressman Lee Zeldin there in the 1st District. You know, this is a district that President Obama carried narrowly in 2012. And for that reason, Democrats were targeting him for defeat. And then the congressman has been closer to Trump than some of his colleagues. Then he stumbled through an interview where he called President Obama a racist, and Democratic energy just kept rising and rising on this race. And then they figured out, oh, wait, Donald Trump is actually doing well here. he's actually winning this district, and the enthusiasm started to lower. So that's one district that I'm watching.
So that's New York. How about in New Jersey? Any competitive races there that could be impacted by the last 72 hours?
I guess if you're going to watch one for a Trump effect, it would be the 3rd District, where Republican Tom MacArthur is running for reelection. He hasn't been a takeover target, but the district is competitive enough that, again, if that bottom falls out for Republicans and if Tom MacArthur is in trouble, then Republicans have a very serious problem on their hands, and the House is in play.
You suggested earlier, though, that Republicans might just stay home. Is there a concern across the board that voters may just be so discouraged and frankly disgusted with our democracy that turnout will be low?
I think it's a concern on both sides. I think Democrats are concerned that Hillary Clinton isn't matching the enthusiasm or targets that President Obama was able to reach in 2008 and 2012. Republicans are very concerned about Republican turnout. You know, there's two parts to that. There's Republicans who never will vote for Hillary Clinton and they don't like Donald Trump, so what do they do? And then there's these Trump supporters who may come out and vote for president, but then decide, you know what, the rest of those Republicans, they're just part of the problem, too.
Nathan Gonzalez is with the Rothenberg and Gonzalez Political Report. It's a nonpartisan newsletter that analyzes congressional races across the country. Nathan, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Anytime.